Depending on your industry, when you are hired as a consultant, you may be brought in to help your client achieve best practices. So they are trying to really meet certain standards that have been identified as being the pathway to success. One way that we're able to do that is by using a tool called the benchmark. Yes, we're going to talk about benchmarking today. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Some people like it and some people don't. You're going to find out why. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. So benchmarking is the process of simply comparing an organization to other organizations in the industry or in the broader marketplace. This is a way of just making a comparison with regards to performance. And, you know, this is not a foreign concept. We have been doing this for ever, it seems. I can think back in childhood where, you know, I would kind of create my own personal mental benchmark when I got a test grade back in class, right? Because the first thing you want to know is how everybody else did. And you were not necessarily tied to the grade that you got, but you just wanted to know that you were actually either in the middle of the pack or better than the rest of the class. And so that is very similar to the whole concept of benchmarking. You are really trying to figure out where your company or organization falls among the pack. It is a way to determine whether or not there is something that is different and stands out and must be investigated further, or that signals a problem, or if you are being very consistent with what is common work in the marketplace. And there's some good and bad to that too. But overall, the benchmark is really a tool that we can use for comparison that allows us to, you know, really grow in advance in a way that we would not be able to if we did not have this data. So what we're going to dive into today is a little good and a little bad associated with benchmarking and how we can use that to our advantage. So because I like to save the best for last, we're going to start with the bad. And really, this is not bad, but these are some concerns that some have expressed when it comes to use of the benchmark as a tool. So like I stated previously, benchmarking is the process of comparing your organization with others in your particular industry or in the broader marketplace. And so when you're making these comparisons, you are looking typically at data around a common goal or a standard or a best practice. So these are things that are kind of an accepted standard within the industry, and you're looking at how your organization performs compared to other organizations in the field. When you're doing this, one of the things that you would expect to see or anticipate seeing is that many companies will fall kind of in a similar cluster, right? Because what you're looking at is a standard or an expectation within that industry. Now, some argue that if you're trying to fall as kind of middle of the pack, that can cause a problem, right? Because if you're falling in the middle of the pack, that means that you're not standing out, that you're not differentiating yourself. And that is seen by some as a bad thing. Now, I'll tell you, I work in healthcare consulting, and this is something that is commonly done, mainly because in healthcare, what you're looking at for comparison are best practices or standards tied to patient outcomes or health or, you know, decreased death things of that nature. And so it's very important to meet those standards because they have been proven by science to be beneficial. So there's not as much question always in the healthcare industry, but if you're a part of a startup company or you're helping a startup company, then you have to think about this new innovative product that's about to come to market. And it's going to be, you know, something that is going to completely change the industry. Well, in that particular instance, benchmarking may not be the best tool, right? Because if you are benchmarking your progress in that use of that particular, you know, invention or innovation, then it is going to be difficult to see how you would stand out, or you're going to be disappointed if you don't stand out when you are using, you know, benchmarking as your guide. And so in those particular instances, the goal of that startup company is not to be, you know, part of the pack. It's not to be found or kind of lie in the middle of the pack. What they want to do in those instances is stand out. So for, you know, some industries and some individuals and some clients, you'll find that benchmarking may not be their favorite tool. Another instance where benchmarking in general can be problematic, and this is even if it is a common tool used in your industry, is that benchmarking can sometimes give clients and organizations a false sense of security. And what I mean by this is that if an organization sees that they're falling kind of, you know, middle of the pack, for instance, in a benchmark, they may not, in essence, feel that they need to work harder to achieve a goal. And so there may be some comfort there in falling in, you know, the range of other organizations, meaning that they are very similar to, you know, the company down the street or the company down the road. But what they'll find is that can be limiting, especially if there is opportunity for growth, right? So if, as the consultant, you identify ways that that company or that organization can continue to grow and evolve and to expand, the benchmark that states that they are doing well and they are performing similar to other organizations within their industry, well, that can, you know, prevent them from really putting in full effort to reach those, you know, I would say extended goals, right? Because that is going to take more work. And some way, look at the performance on the benchmark and think, hey, well, I'm doing fine. I don't really need to spend more time or spend more money or, you know, really work harder because we are consistent with the industry. And so that becomes a challenge somewhat for us in consulting, because then we have to explain and, you know, really get the client to understand that there is benefit in continuing to grow. The benchmark is not meant to stop you from progressing. It's not even meant to be a specific standard in terms of, you know, your limits or a specific target or goal. It is really to be used for continual progress and continual growth. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, you don't want the fact that the organization is doing well to actually be what hinders them or limits them. So in those ways, you know, benchmarking can be a little bit tricky to use. But if you notice, that's only a couple of things that I'm highlighting, and they're not very many negatives. And so what we are going to focus on from here on out are going to be all the positives. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I will be honest and just say that I am a fan of benchmarking. So if you haven't been able to tell so far, you know, I am a fan of benchmarking. I do think that there are some drawbacks, and, you know, I mentioned those just a moment ago, but It really is a very powerful tool. And one of the reasons why benchmarking is so helpful is because you do have a comparison. And one of the challenges that you often have, especially as a consultant, who someone who's coming in from the outside and then providing, you know, advice or guidance to an organization or to your client, the one challenge that you have is that oftentimes you have the data from that particular organization or from that client, but you don't have anything to compare it to. And so you can come up with a lot of different ideas. You can come up with various strategies. You can even try and determine some of the potential, you know, kind of threats that may be out there from other data that you're able to, you know, kind of pull from other sources. But those can be limited because typically they are going to be generated using various methods. And so if your methodology is not the same, then the what you're reporting or, you know, the outcomes of the of that data is not going to be, you know, apples and apples. You're going to be looking at something that's a little bit different. So that can be a challenge. And what benchmarking offers you, it offers you the ability to really make a fair comparison to other organizations, especially if the benchmark is done in the proper manner. So one key thing that you're able to learn from benchmarking, once again, is how the organization compares within the industry. And so this is something that doesn't tell you or give you an idea as to whether or not it's good or bad always, because you can't really really draw a cause and effect from the benchmark, but it gives you a pattern and it tells you whether or not the organization is an outlier. And that allows you to look at a number of, you know, variables or a number of different areas and then determine where, you know, there are outliers. And in those areas, you can dig deeper in order to find out what is actually causing that particular measure to be a little bit different than the rest of the organizations within the industry. That's very helpful. That's so helpful because then you're able to really narrow in and focus your work and really tune into key areas that need to be addressed probably more readily than others that may, you know, be very consistent with other companies within the industry. So the benchmark can be very helpful in really identifying and determining areas to focus on in ways that you can really, you know, spend your time and energy as a consultant helping the organization achieve their goals. Another helpful benefit of the benchmark is that it's something that's easily digestible, is easy to understand. And so this can be very helpful when you're presenting information and data to other, you know, higher level executives or other key stakeholders that may not be as intimately tied to the work because they're able to better understand a comparison, right? So if someone came to you and they told you that your organization was performing, you know, out of a total of 30 other organizations in your industry, if they are falling at number 15 on the benchmark. Well, the average person would think, okay, 15 out of 30, then that's, you know, that's middle of the road, that's average. It's easy to really think about those things and categorize it in that manner. And so that can be very, very helpful when you're trying to communicate where resources should be placed, especially if you have an area where you're an outlier. So if there is a key standard in that particular industry and you're looking at the data and you find that you're not performing as well in the benchmark, meaning that you are lower on the benchmark than other organizations in the industry. Well, there is going to be a natural focus or desire to improve. It's going to be very easy to explain that to other individuals who are able to make those you know, necessary decisions that you need to expand and to provide the resources for you to do the work. So, you know, the benchmark is very, very helpful in really doing some storytelling and communicating exactly what's happening within the organization, how that compares to others, and what actually needs to be done. It really helps to get that message across clearly and helps to support really securing some of that support in terms of financials, as well as, you know, just overall help when it comes to achieving the goal. One of my favorite ways to use a benchmark is actually for comparison purposes internally. So What I like to see is the organization move from year to year. So whether that's a fiscal year or a calendar year, depending upon how your benchmark is set up, being able to go back and look at a comparison of how the organization performed previously to how they performed in the most current, like I said, fiscal year or calendar year or whatever time frame, can be extremely helpful because, once again, this is a way to show improvement within the industry, which is speaks a little bit more to, you know, the impact of achieving the goal as opposed to not having that data, right? Because you have a comparison. So if you're able to show that you're able to make some movement in the industry with when it comes to certain goals and measures, that is something that is a huge win. It really goes over very, very well with, you know, other higher level administrators or other stakeholders within the organization. But then also, even if you're just working with a individual client and there's some type of benchmark for their, you know, their company or their business, is helpful and very encouraging for them to see how they're able to, you know, perform better and perform well and to really see the benefit of their work. That is a very positive thing that can really propel growth and kind of set the energy for more and more work to be done, because then you're able to easily understand how, you know, doing the work and achieving the goal really helps you to stand out, right? It really helps you to grow within your given industry. And that's really the goal overall for any organization or any business. It really is to continue to advance, to continue to grow. Nobody wants to fall behind. No one wants to lag behind the competition. So making sure that you're meeting kind of the standard. And once again, like I stated before, this is a conservative standard, because what it's saying is that you are consistent with your industry, that you are consistent in practice with your industry. And hopefully the goal would be to show that you're actually a top performer. So whatever the benchmark is designed to tell you and designed to look at, there are ways that you can show that your work and the movement you've made from year to year or from whatever time frame that, you know, you're looking at, that has led you to really advance in your industry and become a leader. And that stands out. That is something that is very helpful for you as a consultant, because it speaks to your work, right? It speaks to the benefit of having you on the team, the benefit of having your services, and the reason why you have been hired to help with whatever problem they may have had. It is a sign of return on investment. And so this is one key thing that I really do encourage consultants to think about, is really using the benchmark in that particular tool to their advantage to communicate return on investment and to really show how the organization or the company has grown over a period of time, and to communicate the outcomes and the benefit of the work very effectively. So you'll find that there are a number of reasons why benchmarks can be very, very helpful to you in practice. And this is not an exhaustive list by any means, but it just gives you something to think about and ways that you can use the benchmark. And just a couple of things to keep in the back of your mind when it comes to some potential limitations or ways that it, you know, it may not work to your full advantage. I hope that this helps. I hope that you've enjoyed just, you know, okay, making this journey with me through benchmarks and benchmarking. I like to talk about metrics and data a lot. That's kind of a lot of what I do very often day to day. And so I really do think it's very interesting when you start to look at some of this information, start to look at this data and how you're able to use this to your advantage. It's a way for you to really set your strategy to be successful each and every time, especially if you have, you know, benchmarking, you know, available to you in the capacity to do so. You can really, you know, use it to your advantage as a consultant to grow and excel in your field. Until next time, take care. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.